to Greece now, a country with one of the highest percentages of smokers in the world. At least 40% of the population over the age of 15 smokes, leading, of course, to rising rates of lung disease and lung cancer. Several years ago, the Greek parliament banned smoking inside restaurants, bars, and public buildings, but it's rarely enforced. And even a new tax on cigarettes doesn't seem to be deterring Greek smokers. Joanna Kakissis has the story from Athens.
Antigone Papakonstantinou started smoking 2 years ago when she was 19. I was working at a bar, she says, and everybody smoked. Antigone explains that you practically can't go out in Greece unless you smoke. Going out for a drink also means going out for a cigarette. I met Antigone at Booze Cooperativa, a cafe bar and art space in central Athens. Young hipsters play chess here as they puff away on cigarettes. The gray-haired owner, Nikos Louvros, smokes 5 packs a day. I ask Louvros if he's worried about his health. I'm almost 59 years old and I've never had to go to the hospital, he says. I take an aspirin a day and I'm just fine. The smoking he allows at his bar is a violation of the country's ban, but he's never had to pay a fine. He circumvented it by starting a pro-smoking political party. The bar is party headquarters, he says, so the Constitution protects us. A few blocks away, there is a place that welcomes the smoking ban. It's Avocado, a vegetarian restaurant that offers meditation classes. One of the owners is a yoga teacher named Vivi Letsu.
Word is out that this is a strictly non-smoking place. They can smoke outside in our tables on the sidewalk. They wish that we had more tables and chairs outside to accommodate the smokers.
Outside, Anastasios Papapavlou, a businessman in his 50s, is lighting a cigar after dinner. The ancient Greeks used to say that moderation is best, he says. I smoke cigars occasionally, but I don't want the smoke to bother anyone. Back at Booze, Antigone Papakonstantinou and two young friends talk about quitting, or at least smoking less. Anastasia Malikovska, who works on yachts, says her father was a heavy smoker for years and only quit when he thought he had cancer. And yet, she says, she's still smoking. Despite the health warnings, the ban, even the tax, Greeks are still struggling with a habit that many here say is part of the culture. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.